There's a storm rolling in. RGV-1, commence recording session.
Session is now recording.
Master Rothem, it's not gonna happen. I'm too weak.
It will never happen with that attitude.
I just can't get it.
You just need to focus on the correct things. You have it within you to do it.
You always say to focus on the task at hand, but Master, my mind is clouded. The war, it's taking its toll on me every day.
A Jedi must have peace of mind. You must take all things into consideration, but never forget what is most important to you. I understand these are trying times, but we must complete your training. You're almost a Jedi. One day you'll have a Padawan of your own, and it'll be up to you to teach them the ways of the Force so they too can protect the galaxy.
I'm sorry. I want to have a better attitude, but it's just hard when there's so many horrible things happening around me every day. Not to mention I've been feeling less than one with the Force since our last mission. Something just feels off.
Come now. It's time to begin the training for today. It's the same as yesterday. Stand in the middle of the river. Feel the water moving around you. Use the Force to divert the water around you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Good. Just focus.
See, it's no use. I can't do it.
You're not using your heart. You must put aside duty and think of what matters most to you.
But aren't we told to suppress our emotions? You know as well as I do, Jedi aren't allowed to love.
Yes, and that's something I've taught you before. But answer me this, my young Padawan. How can you fight for something you don't care for, believe in, or even understand? The emotion has to come from somewhere. Use what you know. You're fighting and protecting what you care for most. Put that at the forefront of your mind. Feel the Force around you. It surrounds every living thing. Put what you care for most at the center of your mind. Then release.
How did you know?
My knowledge of the Force is built on the foundation of emotion. What did you think of?
I thought of my mother. It's been so long since I've seen her. Master, you're so wise. Why do you not have a seat on the council?
I was once a higher ranking master than what I am already now, but my interpretation of how the Force should be used is what the Council considers to be unorthodox. So, I've been barred from sitting on the Council ever again. You would do well to keep what I've taught you here today to yourself until it comes time for you to have a Padawan.
I'm sorry, Master. Counselors should have to be more lenient. If they only knew how much you've helped me, maybe things would be different.
I appreciate your sentiment, but the things I've done to bar me from the council, I take full responsibility for. I let my emotions get the better of me in a time of great stress.
If there's so much power in emotion, then why are we told to suppress it? Why do we not use it?
A noble heart can use fear to their advantage, but fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Even those with the noblest of intentions could become unstoppable, and the force could be used as a tool of destruction rather than an equalizer for peace. Or at least that's what the council would have you think. I once had a family, a child. I went directly against the Jedi Order for the sake of my own happiness. I could do both. They were taken from me. In an act of terrorism, escaping vigilantes blew up our residence in which we were living. In an act of terrorism, I wanted revenge. I was going to stop at nothing. The council revoked my privileges and told me that I would be barred from the Jedi Order itself if I would continue my pursuit. So I had to stop. It was then when I realized that I was on a path to the dark side. And now, today, the desire to do good is present, but the darkness still lingers. So I find myself somewhere in the balance, trying to do the best that I can.
Not only are you the closest thing I've ever had to a father, you are my most trusted friend, and for that, I am forever grateful.
I'm thankful our paths crossed as well, young Padawan. I've known you since you were a boy, and I've enjoyed watching you grow up. You've turned into quite the Jedi. I'm glad you understand that you can't protect anything when there's nothing there. Emptiness, loneliness inside, an empty cause. Never forget that each side of a dispute thinks that it should be the victor. You have to fight for what you really believe in, not what someone else tells you to believe in.
The council should really rethink their decision. You're invaluable to this war. You deserve a spot on the council.
No. I've seen both sides, and now that I'm not on the council, I'm glad to walk my own way. The Force is strong with me. I have a gifted Padawan, and even though we are participating in one of the greatest wars the galaxy has ever seen, I foresee a time of peace, where things will be right. I hope to be a part of that time.
Attention, Master Ruffin. Multiple sentient life forms detected along the ridge. Hostile intent detected.
Must be the locals finally showing up to say hello. Brace yourself.
I'm ready for anything.
Stay here and keep watch. IGV, come with me.
Oh boy, affirmative.
There's our clone battalion. Let's ask them if they've seen anything strange.
Master, your biological scans are showing that you are feeling distress within your heart. What is the matter?
Something's not right. IGV, initiate battle protocols.
Battle protocols initiated. Lethal action engaged.
Double back across the ridge for rendezvous.
Commander, have you seen anything of interest?
We have explicit orders from the Chancellor.
And what might those be, my friend?
Ending the war. Kill.
IG, engage.
Engaging hostiles.
Get out of there and kill his droid!
They'll kill you for this. We'll see.
IG, we must return to Kento.
Affirmative. Multiple sentient life forms detected.
must hurry. RG, scan the area.
Scanning. It appears that
RG, analysis.
System, scan the area.
No, there's the Jedi. Kill him. No. Kento.
There's the other.
Kill him.
What?
No. Kento, run! Master,
it's a dead Jedi. Kill confirmed.
No!
Now you die.
What?
Oh no, run!